something that I still ask myself today when I'm faced with hard things is like, does this feel good or does it feel familiar? And often we mistake familiar for good, and often new and different we perceive as bad just because we have no basis for understanding it.
From To Be Magnetic, this is the Expanded Podcast with your host, Lacey Phillips. As the leading destination for neural manifestation, we dispel the woo-woo in order to help you create real, tangible results based on neuroplasticity, psychology, epigenetics, and energetics. Our goal is to normalize the practice of manifestation and empower you to get into the driver's seat of your life in order to manifest the experiences, relationships, and things that most align with your authenticity. Part of our manifestation process entails expanding past your limiting subconscious beliefs. Therefore, by tuning into this podcast with interviews from experts, thought leaders, spiritual teachers, scientists, and those with neural manifestation success stories, you're starting the process of expanding your subconscious in order to see to believe that anything you desire is possible. And by pressing play, the process begins. Welcome back this week. So we got to kick off last week and this month with the new Envy and Jealousy Deep Imagining that's inside of the daily practice, inside of the pathway. And it's been interesting because I know in the moment when you're not fully triggered by, say, envy or jealousy, you certainly are like, I don't need to do that one. It doesn't really apply to me. But I actually want you to hold up a magnifying glass a little bit deeper, because I see this come up a lot with friends, and everybody's in different places right now, certainly around the world. You would be so surprised how many micro triggers we have, simply even if looking at the pandemic, for instance, like certain areas of the world. I have friends who live in Australia where there are literally almost no cases and their life feels completely free. You know, so we're all in such different places around this pandemic and how it's directly impacting our life, that I actually invite everybody to kind of take a little magnifying glass and look at what's coming up for you in this very moment in time with potentially anything to do with that trigger. You know, I happened to be on a travel last week. It was sort of my baby moon escape to Mexico, and followed all of the procedures and precautions and got my negative COVID tests and all of those good things. And I still caught a little bit of flack for being away, even though it was totally safe and legal and applicable. So it's interesting how when we are triggered by other people's experiences in this, which I think is very, very common, even pertaining to friends and family, this is a fantastic DI to work some of that out, because sometimes there's deeper stuff going on as well, getting to the root of fears. And if it's coming up, why not use a tool for it? On a really fun note, we also created a fantastic quiz for anyone that's curious what your deep imagining style is. It's totally free. It's linked below. And you get to find out if you're an intuitive deep imaginer or if you're a habit stacker. And so our whole goal this month, as we walk through this together, doing these deep imaginings daily, weekly, we really wanted people to understand what your style is at approaching the work, and then give tips on how to lean into your style even more to have success. So I super implore you to click the link below, take that quiz, check out if you're a habit stacker or if you're an intuitive. I personally am a Capricorn moon, so I'm very much a habit stacker with everything in life for the most part. I'm also a very controlling person. So for me, it's really beneficial to set up schedules and have a focus, whereas an intuitive usually kind of wakes up and goes with the flow of what they need for the day. So it goes into far more depth on PDFs of how to approach your daily practice based on your DI style, which of course, again, getting back to our goal this month, is just to get people back into the practice, no matter what, of taking any triggers that are coming up for you or if you're working on reinforcing and building a practice around it. Because three things, as I always say, have to be in motion to manifest: unblocking, expanding, and passing tests. And the beauty of the daily practice is anytime a trigger comes up, you're unblocking when you're in there. There are DIs for finding expanders if you're having trouble and you don't feel fully expanded, which tends to be one of the main reasons why things aren't coming through for people. And thirdly, there's a test DI in there to check out if the opportunities that are coming up for you or the triggers are tests. So you can actually approach all three pillars of manifestation inside the daily practice to ensure that you're doing everything on your part to connect with what you've been calling in. So jump in, get into your daily practice, figure out if you're a habit stacker or an intuitive so you can lean deeper into that in order to really knock out this month. And then we have the new DI, which is the envy and jealousy DI that actually ultimately helps you figure out how that trigger, whichever you're experiencing, is helping you find an expander. Again, the second pillar, important to be in motion to manifest. So now I'm going to kick it over to my co-host, Jessica Gill, because today's episode is really enthralling. She is interviewing CEO and founder of Beekeepers Naturals, Carly Stein, and they go through how to completely reinvent the way you approach health, beauty, your medicine cabinet, literally brain function and immunity through the healing of bees and bee products, which we've been using now for thousands and thousands of years. So let's all tune into what Jessica has to say in this wonderful episode.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Expanded. Jessica here. I am so excited to introduce to you today Carly Stein, who's the CEO and founder of Beekeepers Natural. Carly and I sit down to dive deep into her story from a Goldman Sachs trader to launching Beekeepers Natural, a clean, natural bee product company that transforms your medicine cabinet. What started as a journey for Carly to find a natural way to heal from her tonsillitis with an autoimmune condition became a lifelong passion to help others heal more naturally as well. Her throat spray is now one of the top 5 cold and flu products on Amazon, selling in major retailers and internationally. Carly's graced the cover of Forbes 30 Under 30. Truthfully, it's just such an inspiring story when it feels like the odds are against you. You have everyone in your family and friend circle saying it's not possible to be done, and knowing and trusting your pings and in your heart that it absolutely is, and to keep going despite the odds, and seeing how successful she's been thus far and how much more successful she will to go with Beekeepers. It's such an inspiring story for anyone who, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're having a life pivot or change at this moment, whether you're really passionate about sustainability and health and wellness, there's so much in here for you, and I hope you enjoy.
And now a word from our partners.
Hey guys, Jessica here. So I wanted to share my experience with the Blue Blocks Remedy Sleep Mask. I was never really a big sleep mask type of person until my boyfriend introduced me to them when we first started dating. He came over with eye masks and earplugs and really stressed the importance of blocking out the outside world in order to get that deep, deep, deep sleep. So I started using them and, you know, it would fall off my head or light would come in under the nose, but I still noticed that when I had even a tiny bit of light protection, it was helping my sleep. So when I heard Lacey talk about the sleep mask on the podcast, you know, blocking 100% of blue and all light, and there was almost like a cushiony goggle type form that allowed you to open your eyes and not have any light come in, which you cannot do with any other sleep mask, I was hooked. So I bought a pair for myself and my boyfriend. From the very first night, it was game changer. My sleep was better. I was way more relaxed. I was able to sleep later into the morning because as the sun came in, there was no sun waking my body up and alerting, you know, my cells to realize that it's daytime. and I've pretty much never gone back. So I use it every single night. I swear by it. It truly, truly blocks 100% of light. And what I really like most about it is because it is blocking the light, and you can learn in our previous podcast episodes with founder Andy Mant what light does to the body when you're trying to rest and recuperate your cells. But because it does that, it really calms my nervous system. So I'll even use the sleep mask when I'm doing a DI to help me go deeper into my meditation practice, or when I'm flying. I know I haven't been doing a lot of that in the past year, like many of you, but even in 2019, whenever I had to make the long distance from LA to New Jersey, I would use a sleep mask, and it was game changer for flights and helping me calm down and calm my nervous system. So I cannot recommend this enough. Feel free to DM me. I love when you guys DM me and ask my experience, because I will send you back a little voice note or let you know any other questions you may have about it. When I love a product, I share with all my friends, and I'm constantly sending links to Blue Blocks. So if you guys are looking to purchase or interested for a sleep mask or any other Blue Blocks product, go to the link in our show notes, or you can use the code MAGNETIC, all caps, MAGNETIC, for 15% off for any Blue Blocks products. So I know you heard Lacey share her experience with Beekeepers Naturals products, and you will continue to hear more of her insights on their products as well. But I wanted to share my experience using their amazing new medicine cabinet items. So I was actually gifted the Propolis throat spray from my mom at the beginning of COVID, who was sending me all natural tinctures and items to boost my immune system during, you know, this COVID outbreak. And it was during the beginning of the pandemic. I'd seen the product around everywhere. I'd wanted to try it for a while just to see how it worked. I always get a little bit of a scratchy throat, and my go-to in the past has been just like garlic or a good cold tea. But I heard this throat spray was super potent and gentle and amazing, and it was so helpful. I would have two sprays in the morning, two in the afternoon, and by the next day, the cold never settled. Whatever virus I was fighting off never settled, and I just continued on having a healthy experience. And so I started looking into what propolis was. Why was it so effective? What was going on there? And what I was discovering was that propolis is actually like the bee's medicine. It's what they coat their hive with. It's antiviral. It's antioxidant. It has over 300 mineral compounds in it. And it really is just what bees use to protect and keep their entire hive safe and clean. And so when we ingest it, it has that same sort of effect on our bodies. It fights off any bacteria that may be going on in there and really just keeps my immune system running at its most optimal. Then I started learning about other uses and effects for propolis. So if I had a paper cut on my finger, instead of using Neosporin, which I typically would have in the past, I was using propolis as sort of a coater to protect the space and even heal the cut. And I was noticing it was healing so much faster than it typically would. If I, you know, nicked myself, or if I cut myself shaving, it would help recover that section a lot faster. The other thing I really love about Beekeepers Natural is just the company and the ethos behind it. They're doing every quality check you can imagine on these products. There's just so much confidence knowing that in purchasing these items, I am investing in a company that cares about the environment, that cares about the bees, that cares about biodiversity, that cares about organic sustainability. And these are things that, you know, our purchase dollars are in a way like voting for the things that we want out of life. And so the more I can try to do that to companies that I really align with and love, the better, in my opinion. So if you're looking to check out some really natural immune boosters, that really has become my all-in-one go-to. The Propolis throat spray, I cannot recommend enough. And you can use code TBM for 15% off at checkout. I am so, so excited today. I love the products. I love the company. I love you. I'm just so excited to have you on. And I'm not sure if you've listened to the podcast before, but we like to kick it off by astrologically profiling. So do you know what your sun, moon, or rising is?
I do. So, well, I don't know all of it. So I'm an Aries, and that is my sun sign. That's like, I think I'm a pretty typical Aries. I don't know what my moon and rising are. I think for a really long time, I thought that I was like a Pisces moon, but I don't know if my mom gave me the right birth time.
That makes sense. Aries makes so much sense too, because Aries are such great manifestors and really, really good at business. We have an Aries on the team and she's just a wizard in all things marketing and business. So that makes a lot of sense.
Amazing. Yeah, Aries are definitely bold.
Yes. And so tell me a little bit about your cultural background and upbringing and how that sort of led to who you are today.
Yeah. So I'm Canadian. I grew up in Toronto. I mean, something that really sort of shaped my, now looking back, it all makes a lot of sense, but it shaped what I have chosen to dedicate my life to was the health struggles I experienced growing up. So I have you ever had tonsillitis or like strep throat or anything like that?
It is the worst. It is so awful.
Yeah, it's brutal. So I have an autoimmune condition. And with that, there's, you know, a ton of things that I can't put in my body and I can't use topically. Things like antibiotics are like totally out of the question for me. And there's just a lot of restrictions. But something that I really struggled with was chronic tonsillitis. I had tonsillitis starting at a really young age a lot. I'm talking like at least once a month. And because I can't take antibiotics and most forms of conventional medicine, I have a pretty severe allergic reaction to, I would have tonsillitis for like weeks at a time. And of course, it's not life-threatening, but it absolutely impacted my life quality. I was like completely bedridden for, you know, a lot of my childhood, a lot of my early life. I would miss weeks and weeks of school and that sort of thing. And, you know, my parents are pretty traditional. They tried to solve it within the Western medical system. And I kind of felt spit out. I went to every specialist and you name it. And we just really couldn't find a solution. And it wasn't safe for me to have my tonsils removed based on other conditions. So I just kind of had to suck it up. And so from a pretty early age, I started exploring the world of wellness and alternative medicine, and I was really excited about that world, and I found a lot of beauty there. I found a lot of things that I, you know, definitely incorporate into my life now and that have been really supportive. But ultimately, I found myself just really frustrated with it, because when you're dealing with something viral, when you're sick and you just want to get better, you don't have time for adaptogens to kick in, and you really need something to support you. And I found that in the wellness world, although there were some amazing things, there was a lot of like well-branded stuff that didn't really work or just wasn't powerful enough. And it started to me to feel a little bit like snake oil. Like it felt the stuff is not expensive, and I was saving up to buy the latest and greatest wellness product that made these big, bold claims. And I oftentimes found myself really frustrated with the lack of results. And so I felt like I didn't really fit in anywhere. And my experience was pretty brutal. I was just always sick. And that really continued. I mean, it was my norm. So I functioned, but it was pretty sucky. And it continued up until college. And when I was in college, I did a semester abroad. Of course, I got sick when I got to Florence, which was like my dream place. I was pretty sick. I had such severe tonsillitis that I was having a hard time breathing and I was going to have to come home. And I was just like, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. I busted my butt waitressing to get out there. It was my first time abroad on my own. It was this really important time for me. I just couldn't stand the thought of cutting it short after all the work I'd put into getting out there. And I just was like, you know what, I'm going to dedicate myself to finding a solution. And like, if I end up in a hospital in this country versus my home country, so be it, which is a pretty aggressive stance, but I was really frustrated and I was, you know, 21. And so I went into a pharmacy in Florence and I found this really thoughtful pharmacist and I spoke with her and I laid out all my symptoms, all of the pharmaceuticals and products and substances that I'm allergic to. I shared my experience with her and she was like, oh, you need propolis. And I was like, okay, what's that? And she's like, you know, from the bees. And I was like, oh, so honey? And she's like, no, completely different propolis. She explains it to me. She sends me on my way with this like little tincture that had no English on it at all. with like a treatment protocol. And in 5 days, I had a full recovery. So that was like kind of insane.
Wow. Were you like Googling propolis when you got back?
Oh, yeah. I was like down the rabbit hole and I was like, but I was, you know, I'm a skeptic. And so given my experience, I was like, okay, this is looking really promising, but I'm kind of scared to try this. Let's see. And I ended up trying it and having this amazing result. And from there, I was like, okay, I need to do more research. You know, I did a social science degree and I was a TA for my chemistry class through quite a lot of my university experience. So I was a pretty good science geek and I knew to go to like PubMed and actually check the studies. And there's really substantial research around propolis and a lot of these sort of more nuanced medicinal bee products. And after, you know, my own experience and then becoming like completely obsessed, I really started to believe and I ended up being able to spend my time abroad without getting sick again. And I kept using the propolis. I used a different dosage of it, but I incorporated it into my everyday and I started using these other bee products that I was just finding in different parts of Europe. And I had never felt so liberated. I stopped getting sick, which was really remarkable. So I never thought I would go into business. I never in a million years thought I would be a person who runs a company. I thought I was going to go into pharmaceutical research and be a researcher. That's what I like to do. But yeah, this path kind of took me there in a very roundabout way.
That's what I kind of love about, you know, looking back on everyone's like unique story, because the autoimmune issue that you had uniquely made you the best person to go down this rabbit hole, you know, because you were dealing with all of that, because you literally couldn't take antibiotics. So it was like, okay, well, what else can I do? And it's kind of just throwing you into this other world. And then speak a bit about like when you came back to the States and sort of sourcing propolis at that point being a bit difficult.
Yeah. So, I mean, even from there, I had this like life-changing moment of, oh my God, I get to feel well and I don't have to like live on edge for when I'm going to get sick again. And I don't have to quarantine myself in a room for 3 weeks at a time. This entire experience that we're in is such a trip for me, by the way, because I spent so much of my youth kind of quarantining myself. That's a whole other thing. But, you know, it wasn't a direct path from there. So I'm like 21. I'm having the most incredible experience abroad. Really, it was incredible because I wasn't getting sick. I was so fortunate to explore Europe and have that time on my own. But like the fact that I wasn't getting sick and was just like functioning and could go out late night with friends without, you know, having to be incredibly anxious about what could happen to me the next day, it was remarkable. So I had this really liberating experience. I was traveling around Europe and I found that these bee products, these like more medicinal ones, were super commonplace. It's so interesting because in North America, you can find honey anywhere. Manuka honey is pretty popular, but things like propolis, royal jelly, pollen, I had never come across that. And then I'm in Europe and I'm in like a corner store in France and they have brain supplements with royal jelly. And it's just really interesting because Europe is much more progressive when it comes to natural health, but they also have a deeper understanding of bee products and the different ways to use them. Because in Europe, honeybees were actually brought over to North America by European settlers. So, you know, we have a different experience and understanding with bees and their products and use them in different ways. Whereas in different parts of the world, honeybees have been, you know, not just supportive to the environment for their pollination efforts or for their honey, but for the medicine they make. So that was kind of a cool experience. And then I came back to finish up college in Canada, where I'm from. And I grew up in Toronto, but I went to college in British Columbia on the other coast because I wanted to go as far away as possible and I liked the nature. But so I came back, you know, again, totally not thinking about starting a company. I was just like feeling myself. Of course, when midterms roll around and the stress kicks in, I got sick again. And it was right about that time that I had run out of my propolis that I brought home with me from Europe because I obviously bought so much of it to carry me through. And so I was like, you know what? No big deal. I'll go to a local health food store. I'll find some propolis. So I go to like every health food store. Again, there's tons of organic honey. There's a good amount of Manuka. No one really knows what I'm talking about when it comes to propolis. This is in 2012 and this is in Canada. So, you know, it's not the wellness scene of today. But it was really frustrating because really nobody knew what I was talking about. And I finally found propolis at a farmer's market in Vancouver. And it was this like teeny tiny bottle. It was like $40 for organic propolis. It was artisanal and beautifully packaged. And I spoke to the beekeeper and it was awesome. And I took it back with me to campus, which was on Vancouver Island in Victoria. And I used it and I had a very severe allergic reaction. I was devastated. I was like, what is happening? And because I, you know, was doing a lot of chemistry classes and I had a really good relationship with my professor being a TA, so I kind of had like free run of the lab. I ran a toxicity panel on the product I'd purchased and I figured out that there were trace amounts of pesticides in it, even though it was organic.
Wow.
And so, you know, for a person who isn't autoimmune or maybe doesn't have a sensitive of a system, it probably wouldn't have affected them. But for me, it had a pretty serious effect. It caused a lot of physical pain. It was not a great experience. I went into a little fit of depression for a little bit because I was just like, wow, I guess I'm going to feel bad forever unless I can somehow make enough money and find the right job to move to Europe. But I got myself out of that and I was just like, you know what? If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. And clearly these bee products are not of the quality that are going to work for me. And I know what works for me and it's propolis. So I was like, I have to start beekeeping. So I started going, I literally just Googled it and I started reading about beekeeping and I started attending my local chapter Beekeepers Association meetings and I found myself a mentor. And I was in Victoria, British Columbia. So for anyone who doesn't know, it's literally a beautiful island. And I found a mentor who basically had set up his life in the middle of the forest in British Columbia. His name's John. He's a third generation beekeeper and a retired biochemist from Romania who had moved to beautiful Victoria, Canada to basically be a recluse and keep bees and like write and hang out. And then this annoying college girl showed up at his door and was like, mentor me.
Such a cool life, though, by the way, like just writing and being in the hills and with bees. Amazing.
Amazing. He's actually back in Romania now because he's got grandkids. But that was sort of like a sabbatical. I mean, he didn't share the intimate details of his life with me at that time. But that was kind of like an in-between transition phase for him where he was like, Canada looks beautiful and I just want to be on my own and write a book. But I was very much the beneficiary of that. So I started as his apprentice, literally, I would just like clean his hive tools and he would like give me a few tidbits of wisdom about the bees. But it was really fascinating because he comes from a background in a culture where these bee products are mainstream medicine, where propolis is what's given for something like strep throat or something viral. And, you know, where these are the things that people turn to in a very normalized way. And so he was teaching me about all these different things. And then with his science background, it was a really awesome format for discussion. Like we just had these great conversations. And I look back on that time and, you know, again, I was just sort of finding my passion and hobby, not thinking about starting a business. So there was no pressure. Like this was 100% just something I was doing for me to solve a problem that had plagued me and created, you know, a lot of issues throughout my life to date. And it was just like complete time of discovery.
I think that's so cool too, because like on the manifestation front, so many people are wanting to get out of their 9-to-5s. And, you know, I'm sure like as we fast forward in this story, you were working in finance and beekeeping wasn't your full-time job. So this sort of idea that you weren't relying on this to make your living and provide for your rent and all of that from the jump, you were kind of naturally allowing it to be sort of your side passion. And in manifestation, because you didn't have that sort of desperation for it to work right away, it allows the most creative ideas, the most intuitive pings. It allows things to come through and connect with you so much more easily because you're not in that sort of state of like, this has to work because I can't pay rent next month. It sort of was a easier transition. I'm sure it was still extremely challenging, but easier in terms of everything aligning when it needed to because you didn't have that reliance on it.
100%. I mean, just from like a company standpoint, I always say it comes from such an authentic place. Because again, I didn't like see a hole in the market and try to capitalize on it. I was sick and I was trying to cure myself and there was no pressure and no discussion. And it was just about how can I make the products that make me feel better, knowing that I have like the most sensitive system and it has to be incredibly pure. But manifestation ended up being a massive part of my journey. And I like to make things hard for myself. So even though I really found my passion as a college student working with the bees and building products, and you know, it was really cool because I was like, I'd go out to the hives, you know, hands-on practical experience, bring it back to the lab, perfect the product for myself. I started sharing it with friends and roommates. And next thing you know, people on campus were like Facebook messaging me to buy these weird products out of some girl's dorm room. So I had this moment where I was like, this could work. This is not just me. This is working for other people. There's science behind it. I have found my two favorite things in the world, which is working in nature with the bees and then going into the lab and perfecting a product and problem solving. And I was getting incredible product feedback. And I had this dream of starting a company around it. I had never taken a business course. And I was graduating with negative funds, as most people do coming out of college. But I had this dream and I shared it with like a few people in my life and some mentors, and everyone was like, look, you've got good grades. Why don't you just go get a job? This is a bad idea. Who starts a bee product company that makes medicine? Like, what does that even mean? So, and at that time I wasn't really kind of in my power and I was really insecure and, you know, I didn't think I could do it. And then I, at the same time, was really fortunate to have this incredible job offer. So I had this job offer out of college at this hedge fund where I would be hired as a pharmaceutical researcher. And so I took that job. 10 months into that, I was hired by Goldman Sachs and I joined them as a trader. I had a big focus on biotech. So I spent a ton of time researching biotech companies and pharmaceuticals. And that kind of was frustrating because when you're making decisions, not to get too into finance here, but you know, when you're making trading decisions based on the prospects of a pharmaceutical company and you're looking at what's the likelihood that these drugs are going to get passed and some of the side effects you read about and some of the approval processes are not great. I believe that there's a place for pharmaceuticals and Western medicine has propelled us further in so many ways. But there's also a lot of things that can be solved with nature that don't come with all the side effects and baggage. And people should know about those options. So I found myself in this place where I had this like very good on paper job. You know, people looked at me as smart because of my job. I had a good salary. I was stable and I was miserable. I was really depressed. I was having really bad panic attacks. I was also working crazy analyst hours.
Oh yeah. Finance is insane.
Yeah, it was insane. It was an incredibly competitive environment and there was a lot of stuff, but more than that, more than like the finance specific madness, it really affected me because I was doing something that was so out of line with what I care about. It was finance. It wasn't anything I've ever cared about. I'm like a science person and like a nature hippie girl. Like even on the desk, people would make fun of me because I was always eating like rabbit food and that sort of stuff. Like it's just, I was so not meant for that life. And I didn't know that I could escape it and find any semblance of like success or normality. And so I felt really trapped. And it got to a breaking point where, you know, my mental health had just really struggled. I was incredibly isolated. And even though, you know, I had all my bee products, my anxiety was in a place where like, I just couldn't really cope. And so I did what type A people do when they're stressed out. And I made a spreadsheet about it. And it's so ridiculous. But what I still do this though. But what I was trying to do with that spreadsheet was identify the points in time where I felt the happiest and most complete, and then try to figure out like, how can I incorporate them into my now? And the things I kept coming back to were working with the bees and playing mad scientist and building products. And, you know, I was splitting time between New York and Toronto. I couldn't exactly work with the bees. Plus my hours were insane, but I could purchase some lab equipment and turn my like teeny tiny New York closet studio apartment into a chem lab. And so that's what I did. And I started ordering bee products from my mentor out in British Columbia, just raw products. And he'd send them to me. And, you know, I would come home from work sometimes at 1 a.m. and play mad scientist and make these products. And I would gift them like the same way somebody has their day job and then they're passionate about like baking. I was like, whatever, I'll just, my hobby is weird. I make bee products. I have a chemistry set. My apartment looks like Breaking Bad, but yeah. So I started doing that. And I had one of my girlfriends worked at this events company that would put on pop-up shops and like little markets. And she was like, you have these like cute, weird little things. Why don't you come try and sell them on a weekend? And I was like, okay. And I did that. And I, to my shock, completely sold out. Everyone who bought that from me, I was so grateful. I was so like, oh my God, you don't even know what propolis is and you're purchasing this from me. I gave everyone like my cell number to text me and tell me how the product worked for them. And so I was in contact with these people. A lot of them were young parents who either have a little one with an autoimmune condition or just want to make cleaner decisions for their family. And they kept in touch. And I was getting, you know, over text and email these like crazy healing stories about propolis, and word of mouth carried. And they started to tell their friends. And next thing you know, I was like sending propolis bottles to one of my customers' sister-in-laws in Chicago. And I amassed this email list, and like I was doing zero marketing. The products actually had no branding, but it was just working for people. And I couldn't ignore that. I couldn't ignore the science behind these products, and I couldn't ignore my own experience. And when I started to really sit down and think about the fact that autoimmune is on the rise, and beyond that, people are sick and should have the option to heal in a clean way and not just address the symptom, but address the root cause as well as soothe the symptom. And just, you know, medicine in my mind is kind of broken. And I spent enough time thinking about it and I took the leap. I left my job at Goldman in 2016 to start my company, Beekeepers Naturals. And that was like another kind of moment where I had to really turn inward, because at that time, like leaving Goldman, leaving that life to start this crazy company, I got the same negative feedback that I got back in college when I threw that idea out. Like the smartest people I knew literally painted a very bleak picture of my future and were pretty aggressive in what they thought was going to happen. I mean, one of my bosses at Goldman, when I told him that I wanted to do this, he took me into a boardroom and on the whiteboard mapped out my financial future and earning potential at Goldman versus my future if I start my like silly little company. And one led to a very attractive, profitable outcome. And the other one, he basically showed that with my company, I'll wind up in my parents' basement.
Which is so insane, because that is putting so much emphasis on finance as if that is the only key to happiness, health, fulfillment, all of those things. A, your company obviously is doing way better than that. So like that guy didn't really have it quite right.
I was suffering. Like I was doing something that made me so unhappy. There's no amount of money that could have justified that. And I was, I think, maybe 26 at that time. And this is a very successful, intelligent person, a man who's had a lot of success in his career, who, God, he must have been like late 40s. And for him to kind of be so aggressive in like shutting down my goals and using kind of fear tactics, that really rocked me. But it rocked me just enough that I was like, oh, you only give a shit about money. I don't want to be like that. You know, in trying to encourage me to stay where I am and trying to encourage me to not pursue this, you actually just showed me how important it is that I walk away right now. And so that was kind of my moment.
I think it's so important too, like as people are on sort of their journey of discovering their passions and what's right for them and all of that, when you have those people who come around and are kind of like the Debbie Downers from that SNL skit of just like all the bleak news that could ever be, really demotivating, you really have to kind of take a moment and be like, is this my story? Like, is this, am I aligned with this person's values? Or is there a chance that this person is projecting their own beliefs on me and it doesn't align? So I don't need to take it in. Like, there's a chance that, you know, that boss that you had, likely his values run in money, and you following your passion could have triggered something in him to be like, whoa, no, we can't be following our passions here. That's ridiculous. Like, we must stick to money because that's what he knows. So you really have to discern, is this my story when people are putting all of that on you?
Totally. People love to legitimize their own story by projecting it into onto someone else. And, you know, something that I ask myself all the time when I'm making decisions, because I had so much fear stepping out of that. And very few people in my life were encouraging about it just because I was in such a sort of socially acceptable spot in my career. And what I was proposing to do instead was like so different. And so something that I still ask myself today when I'm faced with hard things is like, does this feel good or does it feel familiar? And often we mistake familiar for good, and often new and different we perceive as bad just because we have no basis for understanding it.
I love that. That's such a good discernment point too, because I think, especially with launching a business, everything's going to be unfamiliar. You know, there's so many things to learn. It's nonstop, especially a startup. There's a million new things to learn. So you kind of have to get comfortable with that uncomfortability from the jump.
So I'm quickly interrupting this episode to invite you, if you're ready to start your manifestation journey, or if anything you've heard in our manifestation episodes has piqued your interest, to begin. We have a la carte workshops in everything from the basics bundle, which is what we recommend to everyone who starts. It's the formula that actually teaches you how to manifest, unblocked inner child, and unblocked shadow. We also have a la carte workshops on love and money. But the real gem is the Pathway membership, because it encompasses every single workshop we have. It's a year-long membership with full access to the few a la carte offerings we have and exclusive workshops not available anywhere else, such as the daily practice, which is what everybody in the Pathway uses, hopefully at least 3 times a week to daily, in order to truly create the new neural pathways that one needs in order to manifest, and houses the library of our deep imaginings, which is our unique hypnosis process that allows you to get into your subconscious and overwrite those old neural pathways, creating the new ones. You can use our special code EXPANDED, all caps, EXPANDED, to receive $20 off your first a la carte workshop purchase or $20 off your first month of the Pathway. Again, that's all caps, EXPANDED, EXPANDED. Okay, now back to the episode.
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of abruptly left my life. I had this very settled life. I was in a very settled relationship, all the things on paper that look like a successful young professional. I left and I actually went to Southeast Asia. I didn't have enough money to go to Europe. I wanted to go back to Europe, kind of put my head down, write my business plan. But, you know, I had saved up a specific amount of money to put into the company, and Southeast Asia was where the living expenses worked out for me. And I had to just kind of get out of North America because everyone thought I was having a mental breakdown. I now joke about it and say, like, that was actually my mental breakthrough. But at the time, I got a lot of negative feedback. So I went to Southeast Asia for a few months, put my head down, wrote my business plan, completely was alone, spent some time meditating and really just thinking about what I value and what I want to create in the world. And I was like, look, the next thing you're going to do, you could lose all of your savings. You could find yourself in a tough position, but there's a possibility that it could really help people. There's a possibility that it could help people feel better. It could empower people to have the tools to take their health into their own hands. And, you know, thinking about all the time that I wasted growing up and all the things I missed out on and all the pain I experienced because I didn't have the right tools. And then, you know, having done sort of the research work that I had, seeing the lack of trust in a lot of the systems that we turn to for support and the lack of sort of accounting for the overall human in that, I was like, this has to change and this has to exist. So I'm just going to go for it. So wrote my business plan, got stuff in order, came back to North America, came back to New York, could no longer afford to pay rent. So I moved into my best friend Adam's couch. Adam is going to be one of my bridesmaids at my wedding, actually.
Oh.
I lived on his couch, no rent, for a full year. And like, you know, it was him. He had a roommate and his roommate's girlfriend. So it was four people in a really shitty two bedroom and me on the couch for a really long time.
Ugh, Adam's a saint. That's amazing.
My best friend. He's amazing. So yeah, I just kind of came back. It was sort of end of 2016, early 2017. And I started pounding the pavement. I would go to farmers markets. I would fill my backpack up with propolis bottles and go to every health food store and like ask them to carry it on consignment, just trying to get it out there. And, you know, I already kind of had this following from my farmers market and pop-up shop days. And I put up a website and started selling to them and had, again, no marketing dollars. It was all, you know, completely organic and just getting the product in people's hands. And I started to grow. Our email list continued to grow. People were buying it from the few stores that would take us on and having really great effects. And it kind of grew from there.
So explain a little bit what the propolis is, because I know I had no idea what propolis was. I knew it like kind of related to honey. And I was like, oh yeah, it's like something from the bees. It's good for you. It has vitamins in it. Like that's kind of the general consensus before really learning about it. And then also with the propolis, why was it so hard? And maybe this kind of speaks to a bit the farming and what's happening with the bees in like North America and Canada and things like that. But why was it so hard to avoid the pesticide in there? And how do you guys sort of do that differently?
I love these questions. So I'll start off with the first one, saying what propolis is. So propolis is the medicine of the hive. Maybe I should do a little hive 101 really quick.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's go down through all of the benefits of all the hive things.
Amazing. So I'm going to walk through all of the hive medicines, how the bees use them, and then how humans can use them, because there's just so much goodness to come out of there. So I'll start with the one that we all know, honey. Honey in the hive, it's the bees' food. It's their carbs, their energy source. They eat it. They collect it from floral nectars. So it comes from flowers. And for humans, honey has a ton of benefits. One, it's the healthiest sweetener. It doesn't spike your insulin in the same way that refined sugar does. It's got antioxidants. It's actually really great for calming down. I actually use honey for sleep and for stress. It has a calming effect on the body, which is really nice. And it also has antiviral capabilities and live enzymes. It's a great thing to incorporate into your day-to-day. So honey is the bee's carbs. Propolis is the bee's medicine. So while honey comes from flowers, propolis comes from plant and tree resins. So think of like sap from a tree as the base ingredient for propolis. So the base ingredient of propolis is the components of the tree's immune system. And so the bees are taking the immune properties of the tree, combining it with their own enzymes, and then using it as their internal medicine. And so how it's used in the hive, the bees will literally line the entire hive with propolis to create a germ-free environment. For newborn baby bees, they'll line the inside of the cell walls with propolis to create a sterile environment for a newborn. And it's literally their protective mechanism. Without propolis, the hive would not survive. It's how they stay well, you know, their first course of defense from pathogens, germs, bacteria. So that's how the bees use it. For humans, propolis isn't new. Like I know it's kind of new in North America, but it's definitely not new. Like the first recorded human use of propolis dates back to 300 BC. A lot of people joke that it's like the OG antibiotic because it's really what people were using in different cultures to solve different health problems before the advent of modern medicine. And so for humans, propolis has over 300 beneficial compounds. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. It's a really great way to support your overall immune health. It's also really gentle on your system because bee products tend to have immunomodulatory effects. So rather than, you know, if you're autoimmune, rather than kicking your system into overdrive and being kind of like harsh and aggressive, and, you know, you look at even other natural alternatives like something like oil of oregano, which can be great, but can really throw off the microbiome and get rid of all the good bacteria, propolis works more with your system. Propolis has natural strains of lactobacilli and live enzymes, so it's a lot more gentle on your gut. It's actually a prebiotic, so it's really helpful for gut issues from colitis to candida. Propolis contains a compound called pinocembrin, which actually acts as a fungicide in the body and combats candida. So propolis can be used for a lot of different things for humans. Science has mostly focused on the effects on the immune system, so it really does support your overall immune health. It's like my go-to immune booster. I use Propolis every single day, like literally every single day. And so for me, I'll do 3 to 5 sprays a day. And then if I'm feeling run down or if I feel something coming on, I'll just double dose it. Like the second I get that scratchy tickle in my throat, I'll spray Propolis. And I find you can really stop something before it starts. So you can use it to prevent and protect. But Propolis is just like the immune system of the hive. And for humans, it's a great way to support your overall immune health and protect your body. It's also really does have powerful anti-inflammatory benefits, and it's full of antioxidants. So that's Propolis. It's the bee's medicine. And then royal jelly, you can think of as the hive superfood. So a lot of people will equate royal jelly to something like colostrum or breast milk. For newborn baby bees, for the first 3 days of development, they're fed royal jelly. And then after 3 days, they transition onto a more typical diet of honey and pollen. And only the bee who's to become queen continues with her exclusive royal jelly diet throughout her life. And it's really interesting in the hive, because if you just look at the biological differences of like a queen bee versus a regular worker bee. So a regular worker bee during foraging season will live 6 to 8 weeks versus a queen bee who lives 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
And then a queen bee, regular female bees don't have reproductive organs. A queen bee will lay like 1,500 babies a day. And if you Google a picture of like queen bee versus regular worker bee, she's much more fit. She's like jacked. So it's creating some interesting biological changes in the hive. And then across cultures, royal jelly has been used for a lot of different things. In traditional Chinese medicine, a lot of people use royal jelly for things like hormonal balance for both men and women. It's really well known for supporting energy levels. It's looked at as a longevity anti-aging tonic. But when you look at the Western side, all of the studies and science is really focused on the effects of royal jelly on the brain. And it's pretty remarkable. So royal jelly is really interesting when you look at its effects on a neurological level. Naturally, it contains acetylcholine, which is the neurotransmitter responsible for brain-body communication. So you can think of royal jelly as really helping to optimize your transmission system, your communication system internally. It also contains these two fatty acids that are only naturally occurring in royal jelly. The first one is called AMPN1 oxide, and the second one is called 10-HDA. And these two fatty acids, they basically act as a catalyst for neurogenesis. So they help to promote brain-derived nootropic factor. They literally help the process of your brain to proliferate and create new neurons. So royal jelly is something that can be used to support overall brain health. It's really effective for supporting memory, focus, concentration. That's what I use it for. We see a lot of athletes that will use it for concussion recovery and then, you know, keep using it beyond. So it is really, really helpful to just support brain healing and overall brain wellness. You know, it's something that I really like because one of my issues with medicine is I hate when medicine really just deals with the symptom only. So royal jelly is great because it will deal with the symptom of brain fog and it will deal with memory concerns and it will help to keep you in the zone and be more productive. But what it's doing to your brain is it's an incredibly nourishing compound. It's a really great way to protect and prevent from neurodegenerative conditions. It's a great way to naturally support energy levels. You know, as we age and in our environment where we're exposed to carcinogens and just like the stress level we all have today, that takes a toll on our brain. So I think it's an incredibly vital organ to protect. So I love incorporating royal jelly just to kind of support my overall brain health.
And just to add in here too, like when we were looking at all of the products and things like that and thinking of partnering together, royal jelly and the benefits to the brain is something that was like such a no-brainer addition to even manifestation work. Because what's happening when we're doing sort of the reprogramming work is, especially if you're in that meditative state for 20 plus minutes, it starts to help with neurogenesis. So taking something like royal jelly, in addition to doing manifestation work where you're changing your neural pathways, you're excavating your limiting beliefs and going in, we were like, oh my gosh, we have to look into this more. We have to pair them together. We were just so excited about sort of the neuro benefits of royal jelly as well.
100%. So I use royal jelly. We have these, I mean, you know, you use these products, but our Belixir shots, I use those every single day just for kind of focus, memory, concentration. And I'll use them in the afternoon usually because I, you know, I try to cut caffeine and I need something to kind of keep my energy levels up and keep me focused. but I've been using them recently actually for meditation. And it's really an interesting experience because you have the royal jelly that is obviously affecting the brain in all the ways we just discussed. But in there, we also have two adaptogens. One's called Bacopa monnieri. It's an extract from a leaf. It's traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine. And it helps to modulate the stress response, of course, because it's an adaptogen. So that's, you know, already helpful. But it also has neuroprotective effects. So it helps to just support your brain. It's a really sort of healing tonic. And it's also great for long-term memory support. So that's kind of a cool thing where I feel like when I take it, I'm like doing my meditation work, but I'm also creating like amplified changes to my brain. And then the other ingredient in our Belixir formula in our shots is ginkgo biloba. And so that's pretty well known in the world of TCM, of Chinese medicine. It's also an adaptogen and it helps to promote circulation and reduce inflammation of the brain. So this formula, it's like these little shots you can take and it's radically changed my entire meditation practice.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Yeah, I've taken it a lot, especially during like slumps of the day when I'm needing to feel creative or come up with a new concept or write out a podcast brief or whatever it may be. And it's like your brain kind of turns on.
Yeah.
In a way, you're like, whoa, I have access to all of these new ideas that I wasn't getting before. This is amazing.
A lot of people describe it as like cutting through the fog or turning the light on. And it's really interesting too, because it's a gentle formula. There's no caffeine, there's no refined sugars, there's nothing that is going to be harsh and aggressive, but it just works with your body in a really nice way.
Oh, amazing. And then what about the pollen?
Yes. So that's the final bee product I want to talk about. So pollen in the hive, it's the bee's protein. They're literally collecting pollen from flowering plants. They mix it with their enzymes, bring it back to the hive, and it's, you know, their main protein source. And then for humans, you can really think about pollen as a natural multivitamin. Like, I'm not a big fan of multivitamins generally. They titrate, you know, not everyone can absorb them. Bioavailability is like a huge conversation at my company. We're always obsessed with it. We're like, okay, this looks really great, but how does it absorb for these 10 different prototypes? So anyways, pollen is really amazing because it kind of blasts your body with vitamins and minerals. So there's broad spectrum vitamins and minerals, B, C, E, A. It's pretty high in B vitamins, which support energy levels. So a lot of people turn to pollen for energy boosting. There's also been studies that have found that using pollen increases your endurance because it actually helps to support your blood hemoglobin level. So it helps to oxygenate the tissues. And so pollen, I just do like a teaspoon a day. It's literally like my natural multivitamin / energy booster. I'll usually put it on top of a smoothie or avocado toast or something like that. We also make a really cool hive all-in-one. So this was kind of built because I was looking at the honey aisle and I was like, okay, like honey's great, but royal jelly and pollen and propolis do so much more. And Manuka honey is cool, but it's also really expensive. And we don't really know if it's much better than like your regular local honey, Manuka. So, and it, you know, it's just a honey at the end of the day. It doesn't have propolis and pollen and all these things in it. So we built this bee-powered complex, which is kind of like a hive all-in-one. So you take a teaspoon a day, and then in that one teaspoon, you have medicinal grade dosages of all the hive superfoods. So in one teaspoon, you're getting 745 milligrams of royal jelly, 532 milligrams of pollen, and 43 milligrams of propolis. So it's got, you know, royal jelly for the brain, pollen for energy support and vitamin and mineral support, and then propolis in there for inflammation and immune stuff. So that's a really good one. If I had to pick like one thing to kind of tell everyone about, particularly right now, I really would focus on propolis just because it's such an easy thing to incorporate into your everyday. And it does have true returns when it comes to your overall immune health, addressing inflammation. It's just it's a really beneficial supportive tool. So that's kind of the Hive 101. And then to answer your other question about pesticides, which is such an important question. So going back to my experience, I bought this beautiful organic product and I had this crazy allergic reaction. And that got me really obsessed with pesticide regulation and what's actually happening. And you really have to look at it differently with bee products because there's tons of organic honey out there. But does that mean pesticide free? The answer is no. Because you can't put a leash on the bees. So with blueberries, we plant them, they grow, they stay put. Even, you know, cattle, you can fence them in. But the bees, just because their hive lives on certified organic ground, it doesn't mean they're not going to fly next door and get all up in the pesticide-covered flowers. And bees will forage for a 5-mile radius, so it's kind of hard to control for that. And for me building products, I won't make a single product that I can't take every day. And it turns out my illness is the blessing in disguise because I'm the best guinea pig ever. And so I can't put a product on a shelf unless I know very clearly that there's no pesticide exposure, that it's the highest quality, that it's the purest, cleanest out there. And so for us, we're the only bee product company that practices third-party pesticide testing. And, you know, that's just an additional layer. And we actually test for pesticides in Canada. And so we test for every pesticide, toxin, and pollutant in accordance with Health Canada, which is more rigorous than the US. And then what we also do is we work in really unique geographies. We can't work very much in the US just because of pesticide regulation. And because if you look at the landscape, a lot of the kind of green space, it's mass agro one-stop shop operations. So there's a lot of pesticides used. There's a lot of monocropping. I hope this changes. And, you know, there's incredible people doing unbelievable biodynamic work and regenerative farming. And, you know, we do some work in the US, but to date, we've had to really look in other parts of the world where there's better pesticide regulation, where there's, you know, lower populations and more space. So we do a lot of our beekeeping in Canada. Canada is a massive landmass and has a tiny population. So we get, you know, we're able to work sort of in the middle of nowhere, like in the Rockies. We're looking at Europe right now. We do some work in South America. We do a lot of work abroad. And basically, we're always looking for environments where we can create the cleanest, most sustainable environment for bees. And it's been really interesting because we have a lot of different factors that go into us choosing our locations and where we source product from. But the pesticide testing has allowed us to really see how bees can function and operate when you remove pesticides from the equation. And if you look at, you know, our hives, year over year, they've been growing like crazy versus population trends. And so, you know, obviously pesticides are a really big part of the conversation when it comes to supporting overall bees and supporting their health. So I do want to really encourage everyone to consider where they're buying their produce from and what kind of pesticides are used on in their yard, and just really think about that, because pesticides, especially the most pervasive kind that really affect the bees, it's neonicotinoids. They're water soluble. They're degrading our soil. They're getting into our water supply. In other parts of the world, like Canada, they've instituted partial bans, same with Europe, but it's used in a pretty major way in the US, and it should be scaled back.
Definitely. And I think the thing that, you know, really stands out to me is that your products are so well tested and coming from bees that have access to so many, I mean, wildcrafted. Like the fact that they have 5 miles of range where they're not, you know, just pulling food and pollen and such off of a blueberry plant. You know, they have all this different access that they're going to, and then the bees are thriving on top of it. It's just so much peace of mind. You know, it's like, wow, this is like the cream of the crop, top notch product when it comes to anything for bees, because you guys put in so much care into the bees and the land and the sustainability of it and it being safe for the consumers.
Thank you. We definitely put a ton of effort into that. And, you know, I really think that in the next 5 years, everyone's going to know what propolis is, because I think most people should be using that. Like that should be a part of our daily routine. And then, you know, these other things like royal jelly and pollen, like they just have such incredible effects. But we really try to make it a no-brainer on the product side. We're vigilant about sourcing the best products, about, you know, our environmental impact, about having the cleanest, purest ingredients. But then when it comes to building products, we take a really different approach as well. I always like to say that we apply the scientific rigor that you typically see in the pharmaceutical world, but do so using only natural products. So we do a heck of a lot of testing. We build all of our products around third-party science. So we're looking at clinical trials coming from accredited institutions. We have a really unique medical advisory board. So on our medical advisory board, we have, you know, more traditional MDs, we have pediatricians, we have naturopaths, we have acupuncturists. And what our goal is to make medicine and rebuild medicine in a way that incorporates all the different perspectives, all the different learnings from Eastern, Western, whatever philosophical background you come from, and that fundamentally works for the broadest population possible. So, you know, we've seen like this Better For You movement permeate so many sectors. Like there's clean beauty and in food, there's so many options today that are better and more supportive for our health. But in medicine, it's still kind of like pharmaceuticals that, you know, maybe aren't the right fit for everyone, or CVS cough syrup that has red food dye and Halls that are full of refined sugar. And like, these are the exact things you shouldn't be putting in your body, particularly when it's compromised. So our whole thing is, how can we re-engineer medicine and give people things that will absolutely help them on their journey to recovery, that will help to soothe the symptoms, but will address their body in a holistic capacity and, you know, really work with their body? And how can we create things to take both when you're sick to speed up your recovery, and then things to incorporate into your everyday to support your overall health and prevent getting sick in the first place?
The new medicine cabinet. It just gives me so much hope for the future of all of that, because I think for so long, like as we're learning more about medicine and what's happening with Western medicine versus like traditional practices that have been around, it can feel daunting. It's like, wow, we've so much further to go to kind of clean up these systems and have a sustainable option for more people. And it's just so exciting and hopeful that you guys are really, you know, leading this new pathway forward.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we are definitely excited about the journey and really just wanting to give people the knowledge to see if these things work for them, try it for themselves, and take their health back.
And then two more things, and then I'll just cut. We'll kind of do a quick overview on some of the products too. What about the care for the bees? I know it's really, really important for you guys not to be invasive to the hives, not to harm the bees. You love the bees. You want the best care for them. So what are some of the practices that you guys have in play there just to make sure the bees are thriving in their lives?
Yeah. So this is where my beekeeper background really comes in handy, because all of the beekeepers we work with, I audit them for sustainability, for pesticides, everything. So, I mean, the first and most obvious measure is pesticides. So, I mean, obviously it really helps us create a cleaner product, but taking pesticides out of the equation and just creating a clean habitat for bees is incredibly important. I think it's, you know, a fundamental step on the path to supporting overall bees and bringing our pollinators back to the populations we want to see. So that's a big one. And then making sure that our bees are not exposed to just only monocultures. We want to make sure our bees have a varied diet just like we do. So as a human, if all I ate was kale, we know kale is good for me, but I'd be pretty malnourished. And what's happened with the agricultural world is we don't have, you know, farms of the old days with a little bit of this and a little bit of that and local this growing. It's more economical. We have like industrious focused farms that grow a particular crop. We have like a dedicated almond grower or blueberry grower. And that's why, you know, when people talk about local honey for allergies, it's a little tricky, because local in many cases means like pesticide filled mass agro crop. So I'm always like, okay, first of all, for allergies, propolis will reduce your histamine response because of its anti-inflammatory effect. And also, most importantly, give your body something clean. So we really try to make sure that our bees have a varied diet. So we only work with wildflower apiaries. If somebody is a specialist, we make sure they do 30% margin planting, which is planting varied crop life in the margins. And then a lot of our practices, we're very focused on not being invasive to the bees. We really want to work with them. So, you know, monitoring our hives, but little things like how we extract propolis is incredibly unique. There's a lot of people traditionally who go into the hive to extract propolis and will kind of open it up and scrape it off the walls. We have a specific technique where we use mesh sheets where the bees kind of fill up the mesh. We take it off, pop the little propolis out, and that way we don't have to get all up in their face. And so, you know, we do a lot of different things. And fundamentally, it's about how can we lift up this creature and support growing, thriving populations and be a part of the solution. I mean, bees pollinate 1/3 of our food supply. If we lose the bees, forget my company. We're going to have no produce. We're going to have no flowering plants. It will radically impact our entire ecosystem. So it's very important, given that we do work with the bees and that they're our partners in creating these things, that we're nurturing them and supporting their overall growth.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's getting back into homeostasis with our planet, with all the creatures that inhabit it. So that's amazing. So now let's kind of go through some of the products. I know you started mentioning some, but just to make it super clear for anyone who's like, oh my gosh, get me propolis now. Talk about your propolis throat spray product and how people can get that. And that's kind of like the go-to product right now.
Yeah. So propolis, again, like especially during the pandemic, we have seen everyone from like Kourtney Kardashian to first responders and medical providers across the world really leaning on propolis as an overall immune support system. So I really can't stress enough that if you're going to do one thing, go for propolis. And you know, I'm being straight up because our propolis is $14.99 and we sell plenty of stuff that's more expensive than that. I love all of our products, but just given what's happening in the world, the importance of immunity has, you know, never been more front and center. And I really believe propolis is something that everyone should be using. So our propolis throat spray, that's the one. I do 3 to 5 sprays a day. If I'm feeling run down, if I were to have to travel for some reason, or if I'm just super stressed and, you know, need to support my system, I'll really double dose it. Sometimes I'll have 10 sprays a day if that's what I feel like my body needs. Propolis works really nicely with your system, as I said. So it's not something where you need to be super concerned about dosing. And so that's just something, you know, if you do one thing, try propolis. Another thing that we have that I'm really leaning on right now is our cough syrup. So cough syrup was like my nightmare growing up because the amount of adverse reactions and different things that it triggered for me taking cough syrup was really tough. And so I'm so excited about the cough syrup that we've built. So our cough syrup, it has propolis, of course. It has buckwheat honey in it, which is a specific honey varietal that's higher in antioxidants. There's also been studies that have found that buckwheat honey specifically compared to dextromethorphan, which is the chemical in most over-the-counter stuff, is just as effective as the chemicals for upper pediatric respiratory infection. So when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to make a formula with this. And then we have shaga mushroom and olive leaf extract in that formula as well. And elderberry. I love elderberry. So that's kind of our cough syrup. And you absolutely can use that for recovery when you feel, you know, a cold coming on, a cough, anything like that. I'll sometimes take a spoon of it just to support my immune health in like an extra way if I am feeling, you know, like I really need that.
I've been doing that too.
Yeah, it also tastes really good, which is nice.
So good.
Yeah, and it's so funny. My niece and nephew like are allergic to medicine, as most kids are. And now they're like pretending to have sore throats and coughs so that they can get more cough syrup.
That's amazing.
It's really good. And then we have our Belixir brain shots, which I talked about, which, you know, focus memory concentration and overall brain health. And then our bee powered honey, which is the Hive all in one. That's a really great one to throw into your tea, your coffee, your matcha smoothie. I'll mix it with yogurt. Any way that I normally would just use honey, I swap it with this one. I also do facials with it once a week. So I literally just cover my face with it, leave it on for like 10, 15 minutes, and then wash it off with warm water. And then we have bee pollen, which, you know, my multivitamin, my energy booster, I put that on my breakfast every day. So I'll just kind of the same way I'll use like chia seeds or hemp seeds, I sort of just sprinkle it on top of things or put it inside smoothies. And we have some very exciting products. So they're going to be out like a week or two after this podcast comes out. And what we're really trying to do, you know, we have a really incredible relationship with our customers. So we all the time are surveying them and we're like, what do you guys want us to build? And our customers have asked for some products in the immune category and we're delivering. So we have one product that I'm just like, I'm upset that I can't tell you what it is right now. I'm really, really excited for it. It's going to be launching on our website. Our website is, of course, the best place to learn more about our company and how these products can benefit your health. beekeepersnaturals.com.
Yes. And we have a code, which is so exciting. So if you order through the website, type in code TBM and you can get 15% off there's so many products at every different price range, which is amazing. And I think now incorporating all of the products, I feel like I'm like constantly going back to different bee products all day. I'm like putting the pollen on my, you know, almond nut butter toast. And then I'm having like a scoop of the honey and mixing it into my tea. And then, you know, having a couple sprays of propolis later in the day. It's just kind of like this, I don't know, it just like mixes into your routine and then you don't even realize and all of a sudden your immune feels better and this feels better and your, you know, skin issues are going away. And it's just such a natural way to sort of balance all of those things in your immune and keep your energy and vitamin levels at an all-time high.
These products really just support your overall health. And I love that you mentioned the different price points because that's a big part of our mission. You know, a lot of wellness, and not to generalize here, even though I kind of am, there's a lot of products out there that are really expensive and wellness can feel a little bit elitist. And, you know, with this company, this is medicine and everyone gets sick. And so we make a huge effort, even though, you know, we spend a ton of money on testing and sourcing and engineering, like, you know, we work really, really hard to make everything sustainable. We also work really hard to find a price point that we think can reach most people, or at the very least make different things for people in different situations, because these are tools that should be available for everyone.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm just so excited for what you guys are doing and what you'll continue to do and the change that you are affecting in the world. It's really amazing. Thank you, guys. We will see you next week. And thank you so much, Carly. It has been a pleasure. I am so excited. And be sure to check out all the products. I'll have them linked in the show notes as well.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so fun.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into the episode. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, we did. And in case you're not totally ready to join the pathway yet, I wanted to share a few of our free offerings that I'll often suggest to people as a little bit of a blueprint to get them started on their manifestation journey. The first place I like to direct people completely for free is The Motivation. You can see it linked below or on our homepage as our testimony library. And it's categorized by different subjects, whether you're calling in career, money, love, wellness, and much more. When you're reading about a member's experience of what they manifested, you're actually seeing to believe and showing your subconscious that that very thing is possible for you. The second place I like to direct people is to the free clarity exercise, which is also linked below. In it, you get to try our own unique hypnosis process, learn about the science, and some journaling prompts. And the best part about this, you'll get a tiny taste of what it's like to go into your hypnotic state, bring your subconscious forward, and create new neural pathways while receiving clarity. And the third thing, if you haven't listened to it on this podcast yet, please go back to the episode titled Manifestation 101, where you'll learn the basics of neural manifestation to truly understand this process. So go ahead and check out those free resources, The Motivation, the free clarity exercise, and the episode Manifestation 101, all linked below. And in an effort to make sure to have representation in this process series, go ahead and submit any process testimonials you have, especially to our LGBTQ+ community, our BIPOC, as well as the WISE, which is anyone in the community who is 45 and over. All right, we'll be back next week.